Hello? Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to speak with Gersimer, please.
Yes, this is Grissomer speaking. Hi.
Hey, not too bad. Rick here from Health and Laser. How you doing?
Good, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. So, Gersimer, we were having a discussion about the dating app you're looking for, and you mentioned about the games as well. I wanted to have a
Yeah.
better discussion with you, and I thought a call would be a better option,
For
to
sure.
discuss the details. So, with so many applications out there, if I may ask right off the bat, in the dating category, what are you planning to do differently with this one?
So basically, of course, there's like I know already there are like various of dating apps that are already out there, but I know that some work they contain like different features. So obviously, the one feature that I wanted to include is, say I'm like talking to someone on a dating app and having a conversation with someone,
Right.
right? Is it possible if that person is having a conversation with someone already, can that person can only have one conversation instead of having multiple conversations with a different with
Right.
different people?
Yeah, that's, I mean, if you ask me if that's, if that's something that that can be developed, yeah, of course it can be developed. But what is the purpose? I mean, just to make sure that one person can focus on one person on one
Yes.
single individual at a time?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. And how about the safety and security for user? I think you mentioned something about the safety and security and
Yeah, so
in-app chat games.
of course, like safety and security, like we want like anyone that's using an app should be 18 and over, should be verified of their ID, their identification should be verified. And yes, and that's basically, and their background check, if possible.
Background check as well, okay. Right, I mean, yeah, even that's doable. There are many background check companies out there that do it pretty professionally, so we could do a third party integration as well,
For
and
sure.
can have that happen. I think a better security and safety on a dating app is definitely an area that needs a lot of improvement on. I mean, if you talk about the
Of
most
course.
used applications today, Bumble,
Yes.
Tinder,
Yes.
OkCupid, where they actually lack is the safety of the user. And in fact, a lot of incidents, a lot of bad incidents also happen through these applications. So I think
On
that's a
these
good
dating
idea as
apps,
well.
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, Gursimran, tell me a bit about yourself as well. I mean, granted that we're having our first conversation today, I'm glad to make the acquaintance.
Well,
What do you do for a
yes.
living, and do you work for a company?
I work for a transportation company for now, as of now, and it's just basically me and my wife, we're planning on this project. My wife, she works for the government. I work for a transportation company. Basically, we've been together for over 10 years.
Nice, okay.
So basically, a lot of our friends are single, and they usually go through.
Sorry, you got
Hello?
cut off. You were saying
Yes.
something. Yeah.
So a lot of our friends are single, so they go through dating apps. So like we just that's why we trying to plan this project of what we can do differently.
Okay. And so this is basically your personal pet project with your wife as your partner, right?
Sorry?
So this is your personal pet project, right? It's not
Yes.
associated to a corporation or a company. You're doing this on your own, right?
Yes, doing on my own, doing on our own, yes.
Okay. Lovely. Well, I mean, congratulations. And what sort of budget are you working with? I mean, I hate to talk about budget upfront, but since it's a personal project. And mobile application development requires significant financial obligation as well. What kind of
For
budget are
sure.
you working with, if I may ask you?
As of now, I'm not too sure of what the budget will be because I'm trying like when I'm still researching on this process, so I'm not too sure like what the cost will be when it comes to developing and marketing. I'm still open to that, but for sure, we are going to create a budget, but I still want to know, like, how much, estimately, would it cost to develop.
Okay, and since you're talking about the budget, I think you mentioned that you want the app for both the Android and the iOS. I'm still trying to go through the details we discussed over the chat just to make sure I've covered everything. Now, when you talk about, you know, a dating application, there is a matchmaking process is kind of the core of the application, right? For example, with a lot of these applications that we use today in the dating category, both the people have to swipe right on each other. Swiping right is basically, you know, a gesture of showing consent or approval of the other person, right? So do you plan to keep it similar in your application, or how do you plan to make matches on the application?
Of course, I think swiping will be the easiest way, but something that's very similar, that's very easy to use and easy, that's very easy function. But yeah, I think that would be the best way.
So something that people using dating apps, other dating apps, are already familiar with, right? You don't want to keep it too difficult to, you know, get on board and start using it. You want to keep their user experience similar to what's already out there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. And we'll try and cover the major things here, and that's going to help me get you the quote and a timeline. Are you working with some kind of a timeline as well? Do you have plans to get this out by a certain date or by a certain month, or are you open?
Well, I am still right now. Basically, it's still early stage, but I'm still working on the timeline. But no timeline as of now.
Okay. So you mentioned about the user profile creation. That's going to be, of course, when you sign up, you provide quite a few of your details on a dating app to make sure the other person can read through your profile, they can understand your bio, your likeness, your dislikes as well.
Yeah.
So that should be standard. And then we're talking about the capacity to search for nearby matches. That involves the GPS, of course. So, you know, users would have to turn on the GPS on their phones. They can view people in close proximity. Of course, they're not matching someone outside their city or outside their state or country. It should be people nearby within a certain radius or a certain, a few kilometers, right?
For sure, yes.
Right, and then the third thing you mentioned is the in-app chat with the match. Of course, that stays standard as well. That depends on whether you want to have chat itself is a significant module when you talk about app development, right? So, it could be a chat, whether it's going to be just a text-based chat or it's going to have media in there as well. People could share GIFs, GIF GIFs, or they could share, videos and images as well. I think
text, right? Yes, of course. Yeah, we'd like to include that basically because then that's not just how a normal conversation would go, but it just keeps it more interesting basically.
Right. And then in-app search feature, of course, okay, so this is interesting. So search as in search profiles?
Yes, so basically like search meaning of searching the, like a particular person. Like it's up to that person if that person wants to have a conversation with that person. But say if I search for a particular name and that profile shows up. But the other person, if that person wants to talk to that person, it's up to that person.
Interesting how this is going to, what kind of implications this is going to have, because a lot of dating apps, they don't have a search feature because people don't like to be found through search because they don't like to be found through their name or their, a lot of times they, a lot of users would even want to hide their identity by, let's say, using their initials instead of their first name. Search feature, I think we could understand this for now as using name or email. If you have someone's email, you could search them up. If you don't have the email, you cannot. Right? That's one way of doing it. But I think search we could decide how you want to do it. If this needs to be there, but otherwise let's keep it to data in terms of what kind of timeline
okay,
and what you're looking at. Yeah.
Okay. We'll leave that for now. Okay.
Right, and then we're talking about the live video chat feature, real-time alerts and notifications. Push notifications, I think you mean to mention, where, you know, even if you're not using the application, you can get a prompt on your phone that someone matched with you or they sent you the message. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. And, you know, safety, security for the users. Of course, there's, you know, background check, third-party integration, like you mentioned. And then, you know, making sure people cannot view some details of the other person. For example, if you have to provide an address on the application, that does not get displayed on your public profile.
No, it should not be. Yes.
Should not be, yeah. And then, you know, we can build in a few features that can secure the application and make sure it's a good place for everyone to, you know, kind of indulge with each other. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we can do as well. In-app chat games, this is something that I would recommend, unless you think it's a core feature or this is something that helps you stand out from the other applications. I would rather recommend you keep the chat games for the second phase of the development after you've tested the waters, right? And what I mean to say is that because chat games, game development itself is a significant, you know, requires significant finances, right? Each game would have to be built in, it would have to be prepared, and that would take up a lot of your cost right now. And we always recommend that, you know, especially when you're not a seasoned app development company yourself, you've not raised a lot of apps yourself, we recommend that you do the MVP first. That's a minimum viable product that allows you to kind of test the waters in the market with the most minimum investment possible. And then, you know, once you know that you have the user base, once you know that you have, you know, the first phase has been successful in terms of gaining some kind of traction on the application, having a few hundred thousand users, a few hundred or a few thousand users, then you can build the more, you know, cost-intensive features in the application. So if we skip the chat games for now, then we're looking at somewhere about, you know, even if I give you the most reasonable figure, given that it's just you and your wife doing it and you're not backed by, you know, a funding from a third party, which I'm just assuming, you'd be looking at somewhere about I think $30,000 to $35,000 for both the Android and the iOS would be a good ballpark, right? And then in terms of cost, in terms of the timeline, we're looking at somewhere about 3 to 3.5 months, right from the scratch. You know, the complete design of the application that takes about a month. You know, you give your feedback as well. We share with you the wireframes first. We share with you a mood board that's going to show you the color scheme, the features. In fact, the iconography, you know, what kind of fonts could be used. You give your, of course, your feedback on that as well. And then once you approve the mood board, then we do the complete design of the application. Each screen is going to be designed one by one and going to be kept on a board for you so you can review it. You can review the navigation as well, the user experience as well. And then once you approve that, then we go towards the development. Both the Android is going to be a separate application. The iOS is going to be a separate application.
For sure.
And then once you approve that, we do standard testing procedures, the QA and the SQA and everything. And then we go live on the app stores, both the iOS and, you know, the Apple App Store and the Android App Store as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, makes sense.
Right. And then on top of that, we give a 90-day maintenance retainer complimentary that's included within the cost. And then if you need to retain us to, you know, kind of maintain the app and make sure it's up and running, then we do, you know, offer monthly retainer as well, probably at the best price in the market right now. It's going to be an uncapped maintenance retainer, whereby you can retain us to maintain the application for you at a pretty minimal cost without having to hire an in-house development team yourself.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, so far what you told me, I am going to have a discussion with my wife, and then I will have to get back to you on this regarding what we spoke about. I'm just going to have a discussion with my wife, and then we'll get back to you, basically.
That sounds like a plan. So just to confirm once again, I mean, what stage are you guys at with this application? You're just brainstorming and collecting information at this time, right?
We have brainstormed. We have, like, created features, plans, and ideas of, like, what needs to be done and everything. Basically, we have done the brainstorming. It's just going to the next step is developing it. That's what our next step is, basically. But most of our brainstorming is done. but there are probably things that we're probably going to have to take out or add on while it comes to development. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I will have to get back to you on this.
Okay, of course. Yeah, so in fact, let me send you our company profile, right? That's going to help you get better familiar with what kind of work we've done in the past and
for sure.
what we're capable of doing. And apart from that, do you need something else from me that I could put down and write for you?
Pardon?
Do you need something else from me that I could put down in the next email that I'll send out to you?
No, that's it. That's it. I will for sure contact you back after we just have our discussion.
Okay. So when do you suggest we recircle on this now? I mean, should this be, say, within this week? Or do you want to keep it for
next
week now?
Sorry?
Do you want to keep it for next week now, or do you want me to call you back before the end of this week and,
I would say, I would say by, end of this week, basically.
All right, sounds good. And do you have an email for your wife as well? I mean, since I'll be sending you the company profile and everything. Do you want me to keep your wife?
I sent it in the chat. I sent it in the chat, didn't I?
I think you sent me an email that says Arman.
Yeah.
All right, perfect then. So, Gursimran, with that said, I'll let you go for now unless you have any more questions for me.
No, that's it for now.
Well, perfect then. You have a good day ahead. I'll let you go.
You too. Bye.
All right, thank you, Simon.